This poem has no author, but it's called Fantasy. First time I saw her, I knew I was going to make her mine, but I think it will take more than a bottle of wine. Her curves undulating like untamed waves crashing against a seashore. I imagine her being my wet little whore. I fantasize about the shore being my cock, and she's sitting on it, making it hard as a rock. I can picture her, little man on my boat, and I play with it until she floats. She willingly lets me be the captain of her ship and writhes seductively against my hips. Stormy waters are ahead. She bit until I bled. Oh, so she likes it rough. I'll have to get tough. Straddling her with my thighs, I watch her nipples rise. I flick and lick until she can't help it. She grabs my dick. I think 69 will work out just fine. I raise myself off the bed and she attempts to give me head. Tempting as that is, I also want her to enjoy this. I pull her up and devour her with my eyes. Her soaking lips are no surprise. Laying back down on the bed, I position her pussy at my head. Oh, what a glorious sight. I spread her lips to her moaning delight. She takes the full length of my erection and sucks it to perfection. I stop and take in the sight of her ass, which is just beautifully rounded. Class. I can't resist giving it a spank. She stops mid-wank. For a moment, I thought I'd crossed a line, but no, she started to whine. She lowered her pussy further onto my tongue. I've never been so well hung. I had her completely in my power, a circular lick, and I got a shower. A click of her fingers and her sultry, "Waiter," reminds me I'll probably never be the man who gets to eat her. As I run over so her needs are met, I accidentally spill water all over her. Oh well, at least she's wet.